It's the third newsletter release from WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage. Here are the 8 albums selected this week. Orchestra de Polirythmo is one of Africa's all-time greatest bands, prolific and versatile Afro-funk. Porquepa is the kind of track that makes Polirythmo unique, a funky take on a traditional Beninois voodoo rhythm. The skeletal essences of voodoo funk is outstanding from beginning to end, and that's actually a pretty good summary of this band's entire recorded output as well. In Zaire describe themselves as psychedelic Afrobeat from Italia, but there's also neo-global, krautrock, space rock, psych rock, and more, compressing and exploding on their first full-length, 2013's White Sun, Black Sun. The key to In Zaire's allure is that, for all of the interstellar hyperbole, this album, with the power of its tectonic grind, is firmly rooted on Mother Earth. Local chillwave outfit Underwater Sea Creatures offered textured dioramas of sound in their sophomore effort, an EP called EP. With a crisp production comparable with boombox hip-hop and a singularly 80s vibe, these are nostalgia-inducing, chin-bouncing beats, and this EP, a liminal stage between their first tries and their latest full-length, Women, released in February of 2013. German-born Günter Schickert was a groundbreaking but little-known devotee of the 60s Berlin jazz scene who didn't make his first solo album until 1974. In part because of its initial limited private run and personal nature, Samtvogel was difficult to put your hands on so you could experience trying to get your brain around it, but Important Records has just reissued this krautrock gem. Queen's eponymous album is raw rock, drawing comparisons to Led Zeppelin. The standout, Keep Yourself Alive, features May's powerful guitar and an impressive solo by drummer Roger Taylor. My Fairy King showcases the band's vocal prowess and was the inspiration for Freddie Balsara to change names from the line, Mother Mercury, look what they've done to me. The album didn't do very well, but looking back, it stands as a great debut from one of the greatest bands of the arena rock era. The Cassettes of Napalm Jazz is a home taping compilation of found, destroyed, and concrete recordings mixed, or rather knotted, into a dissolute and tortuous hour-long single track with ingenuity. Cassettes is so dense that the listener can hardly stand it. This is like Foley art for an hour of bloodletting, and the experience of time, forget continuity, predictability, melody, is entirely forfeit. Free Transgeniques is a collection of live Napalm Jazz performances. Their favorite motifs return, all with a snide and empathetic twist, as with The Faltering Music Box producing a wonky weather vane beat, Cartridge Processing with a new wave too cool overlay, and the sprawling, boisterous cold shoulder of the beat poetry alto saxophone. Transgeniques is an odd marriage of camp and profundity. With a self-aware mordancy, it plays serious. Mazembe at 45 RPM Volume 1 assembles 9 of Super Mazembe's best singles from 1977 to 1979. These formulaic songs begin with a statement of the song's verses, followed by an upshift in tempo, known as the seben, that builds an excitement with solo statements, improvised lyrics, and multi-guitar interplay. Super Mazembe was a master of the seven, and this album is a great illustration of Congolese music's ability to get even the dead to dance. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Great Divers care of WRIR 97.3, and read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.